Charles Spurgeon once said, "Christianity rests on three great pillars, the incarnation, the crucifixion, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ." Incarnation alone, Jesus was God in human form, could not redeem sinful men. Dying on the cross alone could not do the job. Not even the resurrection on Easter morning alone would have sealed God's eternal forgiveness of all people. Each of these three aspects of Jesus' life were critical as part of a larger whole. It was vital that Jesus live a sinless life as a human. He had to go through all the pain and experiences of a human life, yet without sin. And the Bible required that a perfect sacrifice be offered as payment for the sins of the world. John chapter 1. John the Baptist said of Jesus, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." It was essential that Jesus die for those who were lost. Hebrews chapter 9. And according to the law, all things are cleansed with blood, and without shedding of blood there is no forgiveness. And finally, it was crucial that Jesus rise from the dead. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ has been raised, and if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vain. Your faith also is vain. In other words, Jesus' resurrection was both proof of God's acceptance of Jesus' sacrifice and a promise for all those who believe in him. So today, take time to thank Jesus for every aspect of his time here on earth, his sinless life, his sacrificial death for us, and his miraculous resurrection that gives us the certain hope of eternal life.